Who cares? This is the Garcia's Court Show. Google Podcast app, Podcast Live Radio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Beaker, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast. Here we go. Beautiful day in Virginia Beach. Absolutely beautiful. Welcome to the Garcia's Court Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. What a day. Breaking news out of the Angels organization. We'll get to that shortly. And, well, let me start with this. Welcome to the Garcia's Court Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. But this is interesting. So there was reports that I've read about the Eagles interested in Jonathan Taylor. And I know what you're going to say. They're very, very good at running game with Swift. They don't need Jonathan Taylor. Okay, here's the first thing. Swift is a B to B plus running back. He's not great. Maybe even, I would say, B minus. He's good, not great. And second of all, I've said this for a long time, certain positions in sports, quarterback, point guard, goalie, running back, if you're a Super Bowl contender or a Stanley Cup contender or an NBA Finals contender, pitcher, World Series contender, and can upgrade, do it. Folks, the Eagles are a great team. Maybe from top to bottom, they might have the best roster in the NFL. Them, I think, in San Francisco, Cincinnati at third. But you got to understand, this is a, if you can upgrade, do it. Swift is good. They got him during the draft, you might say. Yeah. You know what? Indy, the Colts, would love not to start off with a non-good running back. You throw in a second-round pick in Swift, I think it's a deal. Listen, folks, the Colts are, I think, for the now the last few years, very poor run. They don't have stable quarterback. Maybe they will with Anthony Richardson now. Coach changes a lot. Offensive line was never the greatest. And you can argue that Jonathan Taylor hasn't had the greatest NFL career yet. Philadelphia has the best offensive line maybe in the league. Certainly a top, maybe, I think, 7 quarterback in the NFL, maybe higher. Certainly, I would say maybe top 5 quarterback, actually. Very good receivers. Swift is good. He's not a top 10 running back. You throw Jonathan Taylor in there. Remember, San Francisco is chasing you. I think if you get Jonathan Taylor, Philadelphia is automatically an NFC championship lock. Unless on paper, we're going on paper here. And you're going to say, well, what about San Francisco? I like the 49ers a lot. I said this before. I think they're kind of underrated, actually. I think they can beat Philadelphia in the NFC championship game as long as Purdy plays like he did last year. And I don't see why he wouldn't. But let's calm down here. Philadelphia has probably better receivers, a proven better quarterback, maybe better. And if they get Jonathan Taylor, he's potentially a better running back. I like Christian McCaffrey a lot, but I think when I said this before, Saquon Barkley, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, my opinion, are 3 best running backs in football. Can't, when healthy, of course. I don't think you can argue with that. So, you know, I it's very interesting. And of course, you could argue, I would say Nick Chubb. He would be another one I would throw in that conversation as, you know, a top running back in the NFL. But it's just when you can upgrade at a position, and Philadelphia can. Swift is good. He's not great. When you can upgrade at that, do it. So when I gave my teams that I think would best fit my, or could, I think I could see Jonathan Taylor going to Buffalo, Miami, Kansas City. I mentioned the Rams. I mentioned Philadelphia, and I said, this is the team that doesn't necessarily need them. Buffalo's probably the most desperate team. Miami would make them a Super Bowl contender. Kansas City's trying to keep ahead of Cincinnati. The Rams, very well proven, you can tell. They don't like Aiden. They're running back now. I said Philadelphia would be the one that you might say they don't need it. But I think Jonathan Taylor goes to the Eagles. I think it's an automatic I think they're the best team in the NFC. And are they today? Maybe. But if you put in, I still like San Francisco, but if you put Jonathan Taylor on that Eagle team, that is a roster, I think, that could beat San Francisco, could beat Detroit, could beat Dallas, could whoever. I think Philadelphia would be, providing they don't get hurt, they would be in, I think, in the Super Bowl. Right now, and I said this before the season starts, I'm going to go my NFL Super Bowl contenders. I said this before, San Francisco is no joke in the NFC. And I think if I'm kind of waiting to see if Jonathan Taylor, if he does get traded, but Philadelphia reportedly is interested by multiple reports, and that is interesting. Again, there's some rumors in there, but reports are there that the Eagles are interested. And of course, Buffalo, Miami are as well. And I said this when I mentioned it, Buffalo's desperate. Miami wants to be a Super Bowl contender. Kansas City wants to keep up with Cincinnati. Rams do not like their running game at all. Philadelphia's, I said, it's kind of like the dark horse. I would keep my eye on the Eagles. All right, well, let's go into this. It's breaking news out of baseball today. Ohtani is probably done pitching for the rest of the year. He may indeed have to have surgery, and I know what you're going to say. Well, and this is very interesting, because I said when I read this, and I still think it's true, I don't want to say I told you so, but this is why you trade him. Again, Ohtani reportedly tore his UCL and is probably done pitching for the rest of the year, potentially may having surgery. This is why you trade him, okay? I know what you're going to say. Well, how can the Angels trade him? They're not going to get full value for him. They're not. You can't get full value for who I think is the best player in baseball, potentially, maybe in 5 years, the best player in history of the sport. You can't get full value for that. It's like trading Michael Jordan or Tom Brady. You're not going to get full value. But now they're going to go from not getting full value to not getting any value. And I said this before, the only way this works out, I think, in the Angels' favor is if they make the playoffs. Without Ohtani, you got to realize, Angel fans, this team's not making the playoffs. It is, with Ohtani out pitching, especially for a significant amount of time, it's just not the same team. Mike Trout can, you know, he's older. It's not the same team. So I just, when I sit back and I look at the Angels play, they're not a playoff team now without Ohtani. Why would you not trade him? At least get something. Dodgers are desperate, right? They let a lot of pitcher players walk. Giants are a team I keep hearing. I'm just saying, I would not be surprised if Ohtani leaves and you get zero value. You got to understand that. It's time to rip the Band-Aid off. Maybe you made a mistake. This is not a playoff team without Ohtani. What are we doing here? This is why I said at the trade deadline, you say, well, you can't trade Ohtani. This is why I said trade Ohtani. You get value, prospects. You know who was desperate at this time? And I said, keep your eye on this team. The Yankees, the Mets, desperate, Padres. They would give you prospects, younger prospects, but prospects that would make this team interesting. And I said this, I said, you either make the playoffs or it was a big mistake. And now they're not making the playoffs. Now it's a big mistake. So I do like Ohtani. I think he's I think in 5 years, he might be the greatest baseball player in history of the sport. I really believe that. He certainly is the best baseball player in the world right now. And I understand you're not going to get value for him, but this is why I said trade him. You either make the playoffs, if you made the playoffs, I would have said, okay, well, at least you made the playoffs. And then people would have said, well, they wouldn't go to the World Series anyway. Okay, you're still there in September and October. That would have been huge for any, if you ask any Angel fan, would you want one good year with Ohtani that makes the playoffs? I think they would have taken that. But now you're not making the playoffs and you're not going to get any value for him. So I don't see what's going on here. I think there's a major problem with the Angels right now. And I think they're in a big pickle because, you know, you got to understand that you're not getting full value. You said, well, you weren't going to get full value for him. You're not getting any value because he's going to walk and go to the Dodgers or the Giants. And you didn't make the playoffs. You still are older with Mike Trout. No prospects. Yankees, Dodgers, Padres, Mets. They would have gave you prospects. Major trade here. Yankees were desperate. They want a losing streak without Aaron Judge. I mean, ask yourself, you ask any Yankee fan right now if they think they had Ohtani, if they would be a playoff contender. I do. The Mets were huge payroll. Would have loved Ohtani. They would have gave you a lot of good players. And then the Padres, they made some big moves. I would have kept my eye on San Diego too. But you didn't trade them. And I think the Angels are in a big pickle. All right. Well, that was the only big breaking news of the day. Let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes, they do music, voice, piano, guitar, ukulele, brass, violin, songwriting, arts and drawing and painting, acting and public speaking, languages, Japanese, Korean, Italian, French, and seven more. Services, life coaching, DJing, services, and more. Upgrade interest for life, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, songwriting, and much more. They do it for all ages, individuals and groups, in person, online, or in your home. They have extremely affordable prices, plus discounts are available. You cannot beat that. For more information, please call 757-236-2609. Again, that was 757-236-2609, or visit them at www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today. All right, well, coming up here on the Carson's Court Show, a lot to still get to. NFL, final preseason. What do I think I'll get from Aaron Rodgers? That Jets OL, it's interesting, right? Because the two most talked about teams right now in the NFL are the Jets and the Broncos, and both have really good quarterbacks. I think Denver has a very good head coach. I'm not sure about the Jets head coach. Both have really good quarterbacks, really good, maybe really good offenses. I said this for a long time, Denver has a very good defense, very underrated. Jets have maybe the best young defense in the league, or certainly the top 10 defense in the whole NFL. But the problem that both have is the offensive line is kind of shaky. Jets, Broncos, that's coming up. How I think Russell Wilson will look, how I think Aaron Rodgers will look. Final week of preseason. I always said, if you're going to watch preseason, make sure you watch this week. Most starters play till halftime. And a little bit of NBA today. It's the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day. Still to come, my top, Team USA in basketball. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I haven't talked about that much at all. So let's start about this. Let's say this. Denver Jets. Very interesting. Very talked about. Both Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson playing this weekend. I expect a little bit more from Russell Wilson, only because I think the offensive line slightly better than the Jets. But keep your eye on that Jet game. Listen, folks, this is why I don't have the Jets in the playoffs, or Denver for that matter. Offensive line, very interesting. I do think Denver has a slightly better chance of making the playoffs, maybe, because Russell is more mobile than Aaron Rodgers. But that offensive line for the Jets is my concern. It did not look great week one, week two of preseason. And I feel like the Jets have to get that very much figured out. Now, I do trust Nathaniel Hackett as an offensive coordinator. He did well in Green Bay. So I do think the Jets figured out. But still, look at the AFC. I mean, there's top to bottom, this Kansas City, Cincinnati, in their division, Buffalo, Miami. So I do just think that it's a way too good conference. Maybe by midseason they figured out you can't have, or maybe even quarter of the season, you can't have that happen in the AFC. So, especially the AFC North or East. But again, way too good of a division. But I think Miami is going to win that division. I think Miami wins 12 games, and I think the Dolphins are really, really good. Buffalo, I'm a little more concerned about. I think they go about 9-8, maybe 10-7 at best. And then I still do have the Jets finishing third, just at around 9-8, 8-9. Maybe, you know, if someone gets hurt, 7-10. But I think 8-9, 9-8, probably 9-8 is the best for this team. It's a really, really good Jet team. I'm just concerned about the offensive line. Denver, same thing. Very good. Denver might have better receivers than the Jets, but a better coach. And I'm still concerned about that offensive line because that did not look good week one or week two of preseason. So it's very interesting, but that is what I'm concerned about. Again, the AFC is way too good to be able to, you know, fix it by the quarter of the season. It's like, well, Miami, Kansas City, who is in both the Jets and the Broncos division, is already one, you know, way ahead. So that's my concern. And hopefully the Jets can figure it out before week one. All right. Well, coming up, Team USA, one thing I'm concerned about, one thing I'm very interesting to see what happens involving the Team USA and basketball. It's the Carson Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson Court Show. Here we go. My final segment of the day. So Team USA, I didn't talk a ton about them, but there's one thing that concerns me about Team USA basketball here, and one thing that reassures me. And let's start with the first. Let's start with what concerns me. There's not a lot of star power here. You're not getting Curry. You're not getting, KD or LeBron. There's not a ton of star power. I mean, Murray's playing for Canada. There's not a ton of star power here. That's what concerns me. But and here's what reassures me is maybe the best player on that team right now is Anthony Edwards, and it's about as good as I've seen him play. I mean, he is doing everything for Team USA, and I think they'll be pretty good. Again, the only concern is so far there's not a lot of star power. A lot of 1, 2, 3 years in the NBA, Austin Reeves and players like that, which is fine. But that's what concerns me. You're not getting LeBron or Kevin Durant or play Murray's playing for Canada, Jokic or you know, there's not a lot of players like that. Luka. But, again, Anthony Edwards is playing about as good as I've seen him play in a Timberwolf or in Team USA. He is on fire right now. He is literally playing very well. He is certainly on fire. So that's the good news. That's what reassures me. But I think it'll be a very interesting thing for Team USA basketball, and I'll be watching. All right, well, thank you for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. For the final time, we are live in Virginia Beach. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, everyone. By the way, the intro song that we play on this show, The Final Countdown by Europe, I do not own the copyrights to it. Thank you for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. We will talk tomorrow for the final time, live in Virginia Beach. Have a great day, everyone. Carson's Court Show.